This service holds a great deal of information and a great deal of wonder. Actually, we had intended for this service to last until the end of January, but we were unable to rent enough sleeping bags. So it will only last 1 hour. Our deepest apologies. The beginning of a new year is an excellent time to remember that at every moment, the earth is circling the sun, part of a round dance of energy and matter. That dance is basic to our lives, and this service is centered on our planet and its dance of life. This is expressed in a poem by the Native American author N. Scott Momaday. This is the wheel of dreams, which carried on their voices, by means of which their voices turn and center upon being. It encircles the first world, this powerful wheel. They shape their songs upon the wheel and spin the names of earth and sky. They are old in their voices. They say, "Come, come, let us tell the old stories. Let us sing the sacred songs." And because I think most people don't get poetry the first time, you're about to hear a recapitulation. This is the wheel of dreams which carried on their voices, by means of which their voices turn and center upon being. It encircles the first world, this powerful wheel. They shape their songs upon the wheel and spin the names of earth and sky. They are old in their voices. They say, "Come, come, let us tell the old stories. Let us sing the sacred songs." Now we will turn the wheel. Now we will tell the old stories. Of course, we begin our story in mystery. During the intergenerational time, we learned about a world of water from which a tree mysteriously appeared. As adults, we begin our storytelling with the mystery of the Big Bang. We begin with extreme heat and rapid expansion. From that heat and expansion, neurons emerged, moving freely, forming groups. Electrons and protons formed, and they combined to create the simpler atoms, from hydrogen to iron. Those atoms were probably part of the Earth as it was formed from the disk that became our solar system. Obviously, a world of atoms that begins with hydrogen and ends with iron is not the world as we know it today. Only in recent times have we learned that the Earth as we know it, the living Earth, emerged from the early elements and other elements that reached the Earth from other parts of the universe. The Earth received elements from multitudes of comets that fell to Earth in our planet's early period, from exploding stars, and from gigantic gas clouds. If it weren't for meteor bombardments, stellar explosions, and interstellar gas clouds, we wouldn't be here. I must say that that mega idea really helped me to put my life in perspective. Parts of me come from the most diverse areas of the universe. I am a creation of the universe, and so is everyone and everything around me. As far as I'm concerned, to know that is to begin the new year the right way. We are dancing the dance of being and life, which is more exciting than the minuet, the waltz, the mambo, and the mashed potato combined. There were atoms, lots and lots of atoms, a great beginning. But what happened next? Not much for a long time. There was, of course, a long, long period of cooling, and there was a long, long period of rain that made, of course, the oceans, rivers, and lakes that we know today. As the Russian biochemist Alexander Oparin said in 1923, the problem of the origin of life cannot be solved in isolation from the study of the whole course of matter. Life is not separated from the inorganic world by an impassable gulf. It arose as a new quality during the process of the development of the world. And we, of course, are part of that new quality. From atoms to molecules, from molecules to amino acids that build our lives, we now know something of the steps that lead toward life. The creation stories of the world, as naive as they may sound to us today, express in many ways the developments that led to our world and our lives. I treasure those stories because they show us how broad the desire is to know our origins. All of them struggle to express the nearly unimaginable and therefore the nearly unexpressible, the processes through which we came into being. To my mind, an endearing characteristic of humankind is the desire to know and to know deeply. Perhaps we will eventually know the full story of the Big Bang and the origin of atoms. Perhaps we will never know. At least we are learning parts of our history. My preparation for this brief homily has enormously expanded my perspective on life. Rarely have I received a more wonderful gift than when I learned about the origin of being and life on this planet. It is the story that comes to us from long ago, a story that we are still learning and living. It is a story that connects us to the sun, to comets, to exploding stars, to the whole universe. It is our galaxy's story, our solar system's story, our planet's story, and our own story, ours to learn, ours to carry deep within ourselves, and ours to share. As N. Scott Momaday said, they shape their songs upon the wheel and spin the names of earth and sky. Now, let us tell the old stories. Let us sing the old songs. Thank you.